Countries across Europe are struggling to control wildfires that in just a week's time have displaced thousands of people across France, Spain, and Portugal. The continent is also sweltering under a record-breaking heat wave, which experts blame on climate change. Rebecca Rossman reports.
Dramatic images on French television show firefighters in the southwestern Gironde region near Bordeaux driving through what looks like an apocalyptic scene. Scorched earth, thick clouds of orange smoke, and trees quickly swallowed by flames. Over the weekend, French President Emmanuel Macron thanked the more than 1,200 firefighters battling the wildfires in extreme heat. He also acknowledged this year's fire season was one of a kind, with three times as many forest fires compared to this time just 2 years ago. Fires in France, Greece, Portugal, and Spain have destroyed thousands of acres of land and displaced more than 16,000 people in France alone. Philippe Cordon spoke to the BBC at a shelter outside of Bordeaux.
We see it on TV and we tell ourselves it will never happen to us. And then inevitably when it happens to us, it's a bit strange, especially the people shouting. It isn't reassuring. The smell of smoke and all that, it's scary.
But not everyone in the affected areas is willing to leave. This retiree in central Portugal brushed off a local television journalist's concern about his safety. Where can I go, he asked. Jump into a water tank? I'd rather stay here. The wildfires have been driven by a record-breaking heat wave expected to grip parts of Europe through Tuesday. With temperatures exceeding 100 degrees Fahrenheit in some places, including France, Spain, and even the UK. The extreme heat has been blamed for more than 1,000 deaths in Spain and Portugal alone, with fears those numbers could climb as the heat wave makes its way across the continent. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Rossman.